So we have the great source this week to read the parasha of Achrimos. And Achrimos, in the beginning, speaks about the Avoda of Yom Kippur. The Avoda of Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, Va'al Yavod, this is in the beginning of the parasha, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Beis, 16:2. The Pasuk says, Va'al Yavod Bechol Eis El HaKodesh. That ultimately the halacha is that the Kohen may not come Bechol Eis El HaKodesh. He may not come any time he wants into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So instead the Pasuk goes on to say that one, when could he come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim? Ultimately on Yom Kippur. And not just any time on Yom Kippur, but he has to come with the Ketores, he has to come with the incense. Yavod Bechol Eis El HaKodesh. Even Kohen Gadol can't come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim whenever he wants, but rather again, Bezos Yavo Aron El HaKodesh, with this Aron could come into the Kodesh, ultimately only with the Ketores itself. So I'll say, so the Shlach HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. He says, listen to this. Amr Chazal. So the Shlach has a magnificent drasha. And he says, he quotes a Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. David HaMelech says, in Tehillim, Kuf Vav, 106, verse 3, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, right? Praiseworthy is the one who goes Shomrei Mishpat, who keeps the Mishpat of God. Ose Tzedaka B'chol Eis. He goes and he does Tzedaka at all times. Do Tzedaka at all times. So asks the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, right? Daf Nun. So the Gemara says, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Ose Tzedaka B'chol Eis. V'chi Efshar Lasos Tzedaka B'chol Eis. Could anyone do tzedakah? What's that mean? Do tzedakah all the time? Does anyone have the ability? Who's able to do tzedakah all the time? Impossible. So we'll listen to this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there is a case of tzedakah all the time. We'll listen to this very carefully. It's incredible. Zeh hazon banav ubnosav kishen kitanim. This refers to one who takes care of his young children. That's called oseh tzedakah b'chois. When you take care of your family at all times, you are engaged in the, so we'll say, remember again, tzedakah doesn't just have to mean like charity. Tzedakah means an act of chesed. So is someone who is doing an act of chesed at all times. Zehazon banav ubnosav kishem kitanim. This ultimately refers to those who take care of their children when they're young. That's oseh tzedakah b'cholis. That's someone who does tzedakah at all times. Beautiful Gemara. But we'll say, get ready for this wild idea by the Shlach. So it says the Shla, Amru Chazal, Meseches Ksuvis, Ezu Oset Tzedakah B'chaleis, Zehazan Banav Ubenosav. Who is one who does tzedakah at all times? One who takes care of his young children. Ulam, Bazeh Rak Yotze Adem Yedei Chavaso, Al Yedei Tzedakah Shzu Shabach B'chaleis, Eno Yochol Lihisromeim Ulahagia El HaKodesh. But it says the Shla, it's very nice to take care of your family. It's very nice to take care of your loved ones. It's very nice to take care of your friends. But that's not how you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedei lahasig dargas ha-kedusha, kasav b'shla. In order to achieve a real level of kedusha, alav lidog lo rak b'shvil banav ubenosav shalom. You cannot just simply worry about your own family. In order to reach the pinnacle of kedusha, in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot just worry about your own. You cannot just look out for those immediately around you. Elagam bishvil banav ubenosav shel chavero. In order to come truly close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not enough just to worry for your own family, for your own mishpacha, for your own circle of chaverim, but rather you have to be a Klal Yisrael Jew. You have to look out for the other as well. Only those who live for the Klal, only those who look out for the other, only those who truly live beyond themselves and their immediate surroundings, only those are able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Shla. We'll say, get ready for this. Get ready for this. Put down your coffee. It's a choking hazard, Mamish, now in this moment. We'll say, listen to this. Va'al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. If you want to come to the Kodesh, you want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol eis, ha'oset tzedakah b'chol eis. As David HaMelech says, oset tzedakah b'chol eis is not enough to get you to the Kodesh. Right? We'll say, what's the Chol Eis? See, the word the Shlo saying? The Chol Eis is a play on words, says the Shlo, with the Pasuk in Tehillim. Ha'oset tzedakah b'chol Eis, says the Gemara, who's the person who does tzedakah at all times? That's Hazan Barav Benosav. That's someone who takes care of their family. That's an incredible first step. Va'al yavo b'chol Eis el HaKodesh. But taking care of your own is not enough to get you to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Taking care of your own is not enough to get you to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taking care of your own is a wonderful first step, but not enough to get you to the highest levels of Kiddusha. You want to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you want to get to the Holy of Holies, you want a beautiful and intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taking care of your own family is a wonderful first step. But you have to ask yourself, what are you doing not just for your own family, but what are you doing for your nation? What are you doing for your people? What are you doing for your klal? I will say, this says the Shla, is the way we get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Such an incredible and overwhelming yesod. You know, for many of us, just simply taking care of our family eats up an incredible amount of our emotional and financial reserves. That's for sure. I will say, but we have to make sure that there is a chelik of us that is not just devoted to the people immediately around us, but is devoted to some type of Klal Yisrael cause as well. To be Klal Yisrael Jews, to be people who don't just look out for our own children, but look out for the children of the other. To be people who are not just engaged with our own needs, but are engaged ultimately with the needs of the Klal. To be people who are not just focused inward, but ultimately people who are able to look and discern what the needs are around me, and to have the courage, the strength, and the wherewithal to step up and to help. Because at the end of the day, it's not just the Kohen Gadol who wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's all of us who want to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And says the Shla, if you want to get there, Va'al yavo b'chol eis. It's not enough if you just take care of your family. Be'el HaKodesh. That won't get you to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only those who look out for the klal, only those who look out for the other, will be zoche to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shabbos.